that happy hour was considered a duty. I did not need any encouragement and reveled in the squadron camaraderie, good-natured joking, and competition at these events. 1 year into my training, I reported for the final phase and met a young beauty. I was drunk the night I met her, and she would have nothing to do with me, but I could never have approached her without the false courage the alcohol gave me. The next day I saw her again, this time sober, and we began to date. I graduated from flight training on her 20th birthday, and she pinned my gold wings and my second lieutenant bars on me. We were married 2 weeks later. We have just celebrated our 35th anniversary, and she is the most wonderful person I could ever have found. We immediately had 2 young sons, and I left to go to war in Vietnam. 13 months later, I returned. I spent 11.5 years total time in the Marine Corps before deciding to get out because of the family separation my military career required. I had seen enough family chaos to know that I could never allow that to occur in my own family, so reluctantly, even painfully, I resigned my commission and joined a major airline. I had gained a reputation in the Marines I was proud of. I had many accomplishments to my credit, a good combat record with decorations and skill as a pilot. Slowly, I worked my way up within the airline structure and finally became a captain after 20 years. It had been a strife-ridden company, and our family endured some tough times. During one of the lengthy labor strikes, we adopted a baby girl. She completed